Let me begin with an age correction. Layla is 16, and Avni is 18. And I should have known that. That's called my eyes not seeing things correctly. But they've both been here before, and you're going to learn about some remarkable things they've been doing. Avni Khandelwal and Layla Goyla. Their names, Layla Gala, their names. And before we talk about your projects, I'd like to just give you an opportunity to say hello. If you have any shout outs or acknowledgments you'd like to make, this is the perfect time to do it. We'll start with Avni. Hang on, Avni. This is my day for mistakes, you know? Here we go.
Hi, my name's Avni Khandelwal. I'm one of the founders of Caring with Care, and I'm one of the 18 Under 18 nominees for this past year. Little shout out to them. Their nominations are currently open, so I strongly encourage everyone to apply. And I'd like to thank just my family and my friends for supporting me throughout the CARES journey, and my amazing board of directors who've helped make every event possible.
Hi, my name is Layla Gola. I am a senior at Fox Chapel Area High School, and I am the founder of Cakes for Care. I was also had the privilege of being an 18 Under 18 nominee, and I would also love to shout out to them because Patrice and Kelsey and everyone on their team truly like enabled so much for us, and I really hope that everyone that is inspired is able to nominate themselves, nominate a teen that they feel would need to be recognized because it's truly been life-changing. And then I'd also love to shout out my advisors, all of the people that helped allow us to become a 501c3, and all of the different people that were involved in volunteering, delivering on the recipient end of shelters. And just there's so many people that have to be behind every project.
Now, each of you founded your own nonprofit, and that in itself is remarkable, let alone discovering the mission that leads to it and the need for it and then carrying it out. Would you like to interview each other about the nonprofit? I mean, I'm happy to jump in too, but I think it would be fun to have you each ask some questions that we can do together. So why don't we start, let's learn about Layla's nonprofit. And Avni, I'll turn it over to you.
Layla, what made you start Cakes for Care? Like, what inspired you and what drives you every day till this day to continue with that org?
So I wanted to start Cakes for Care once I had the opportunity to bake for domestic violence shelters at the Women's Center and Shelter. I really enjoyed, first of all, baking. I've always loved baking. But then knowing that that baking is making a difference in someone's life. And I really just loved the opportunity, and I wanted to spread it to as many people as possible, to extend it beyond the people at that shelter and just anyone that might be experiencing some struggles that could use some interpersonal upliftment. So I went about founding Cakes for Care and trying to figure out the best way to uplift people through baked goods. And I'm glad to say we've been able to do it so far with 8,000 baked goods being distributed to different shelters.
I love that. You said 8,000. Would you say that's your biggest accomplishment with Cakes for Care, or do you have another one you'd like to talk about?
I think it's less about the number and more about the impact we've been able to make on each life. Like hearing the testimonials, they're on our website, but just hearing how much of an impact they make on each person is just so special, because sometimes we can just disregard it and be like, oh, it's just a cookie, but sometimes they make someone's day, and I'm just happy to have been able to be a part of that journey.
It's amazing. In one word, what would you say is your favorite part of Cakes for Care? That's a difficult question, I'm sorry, but
I would say hope, because I've gained hope through seeing the incredible efforts of our volunteers and team, and I've also know that we've been able to spread hope to people that might need it a ton.
I love that. It's amazing. And my last question for you is, for all the people who want to get involved with Cakes for Care or make a difference in their communities, what do you recommend doing and how do you go about it?
So for anyone that wants to get involved with Cakes for Care in particular, I would highly recommend visiting our website, cakesforcare.org, or Instagram. I'd be happy to connect you with something you could do to sign up for a drop-off. But overall, everyone has their own unique interests and passions and hobbies, and it's super important to be able to use these hobbies to uplift the people around you. I think that baking for me was my hobby, but there's so many different talents and they can just be shared to do so much more. So I would recommend that you look into what you enjoy and try to find a way to link that into a way to make a difference in your community.
It's amazing.
Avni, we're going to give you a job application. You did a great job with that. Layla, it's your senior year. Do you think you'll continue after graduating, or do you have people lined up to help you continue your mission?
So I think it will be really hard for me to let Cakes for Care go, but I do have a couple juniors and kids in younger grades that I feel very confident with allowing them to take over and assume some responsibility, and I will always be there for them if they ever need advice. I will probably give some unsolicited advice, but I really feel strong about Cakes for Care's future with the team we've built, and I will be trying to step back a little bit.
Cakes for Care is your nonprofit, and the website or the best way to find you?
Yeah, www.cakesforcare.org, or our Instagram is cakes and then the number 4, care.
Excellent. Are you ready to take on your interview responsibility?
I would love to assume the responsibility of interviewing Avni. She's such an inspiring human being, and she's done so much. So first, I'm going to start with, what prompted you to found Curing with Care?
Mm-hmm. Layla, just to say, you're so sweet. But what prompted me to start Curing with Care is actually my cousin battled synovial sarcoma, which is a rare form of cancer, for several years. And he actually came to live with me and my family for a little bit. And through that, I learned how much a support system meant to him and how many patients are out there without support systems, without things to brighten their days. And I wanted to be that community for those people. So I started Curing with Care at a small club at my school. It was a cancer club. And then I realized how much potential this club really had. So we took our mission and we expanded it all across the board. So today we're over 50 chapters strong with over 1,000 active volunteers. And I think if you can be that hope and you can be that community for someone else, there's so many more people you can inspire and so many more people you can help.
Oh my goodness. That is fully incredible. The second question I want to ask is, what would you say has been your most meaningful moment from your Curing with Care experience?
Yeah, so there's always one moment I think of very vividly, and this was one of our first events. But there was a cancer patient who was rounding, he was just walking around the hospital. And we came up to him and we started talking to him, and he told us his life story. For this specific event, we brought little goodie bags for cancer patients. They had little snowmen in it, it had candy, it had a bunch of little things, and this was with a collaboration with Club Hope. But we came and we talked to him, and he mentioned that this was actually his third relapse. And he was a former Holocaust survivor. So he had dealt with so much trauma in his life, and just being there and helping him and supporting him, he said this was the best Christmas he had in a while.
Oh,
and every single time, every single time someone asks me this question, I think back to him and how much just being there and supporting him meant to him. No matter how much trauma you go through in your life, it's always important to have someone there to support you and to encourage you. And I'm so glad we could have brightened his day with that.
Yeah, and I think that just shows, like, you never know what might make someone happy, and even in their hardest moments, if you just give a little goodie bag and take time to listen to them, it can mean so much.
So much. And I think it's the little things that matter the most. We've done big events where we've donated thousands of dollars and all of these things, but to actually touch people and, like, make a difference in their hearts, you need to be there and be present for them. And I think that's my favorite part of Care, is not only do we do research, we've raised over $50,000, but also we're there for patients and we actively support them throughout whatever they're going through.
Do you want to give the people listening a little overview of the events you host?
Yeah, so honestly, it's all across the board. But for CARE, it stands for Cancer Awareness, Research, and Education. So for awareness, we run a lot of social media campaigns. We run a lot of campaigns in person as well. We go into our community and we go to events like Making Strides and Relay for Life and all of these cancer events to raise awareness about young adult cancer and how you can be there to support people with cancer or their caregivers. For research, we fund a lot of research and we fund a lot of patients themselves. As I mentioned, the $50,000 has gone to both funding like cancer treatments and development for that, but also patients themselves and affording this treatment because it is very expensive. And then education. We love to educate young adults about things that are carcinogens. We love to educate them about the like harms of smoking and the harms of vaping and all of these things that could potentially lead to cancer later on. So I'd say our mission is very all-encompassing and we try to target all of those three aspects.
For honing in on the education aspect, what is something that you wish more people knew about either cancer risks or how to treat, how to best uplift the people around you that may be struggling?
Yeah, I think my biggest thing, and I say this just because it's still hot outside, wear sunscreen when you go outside. And people don't realize how big of a risk this is, but I strongly encourage everyone to wear sunscreen and everyone to stay sun safe. Because melanoma is a very deadly form of cancer if you don't catch it early on. But I'd say be aware of what carcinogens are and be aware of where you can encounter them. A quick Google search will show you like the big things like smoking and tobacco, but there's also little ones like certain forms of artificial sweeteners and things like that. So being more aware and conscious of what you consume and what you put out there for other people as well, that could be your biggest thing of how to prevent cancer in the future.
That's really awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
We need to get Layla a job application too. Sitting back, it's great to listen. If you're just joining us, Layla Gala is here, and also Avni Khandelwal. Am I getting that better? they are both here talking about the nonprofits that they founded. They are both 18 under 18 nominees, and they're both somewhat health related, which is cool. And we talked first with Layla about Cakes for Care, and Avni, your organization, Curing with CARE. Yep. How can people learn more about it?
Yeah, so you can look up our website, which is www.curingwithcare.org, or you can just follow us on Instagram. It's the same handle, Curing with CARE. We post a lot about education, but also how to get involved and how to make a difference in your community. Since we have chapters all over the country, you can join any of those chapters and make a difference, or you can start one of your own, and we highly encourage that.
Now, wait, you founded this nonprofit? And you also came up with a way to franchise it?
Essentially, yeah. But I'd like to thank my board of directors for this. They've been incredible in supporting all of what CARE does and making all of the magic happen. Our regional directors at every branch help oversee what's going on. And I couldn't have done it without this amazing network.
That's incredible.
thank you.
And are you staying active? I know you're a student at Pitt now.
Yep.
Do you think you'll be able to stay active?
Yeah, so I have joined Curing with CARE's advisory board, which is where our board of directors go after they graduate high school. Our current CEO, Aditi Motha, she's amazing and I love her, and she's handling more of the day-to-day operations, but I do step in and I continue to give my input and continue to guide them just because I think it's so important to continue giving back. And in terms of just general cancer awareness, since I'm so passionate about this, I've joined American Cancer Society's National Youth Campus and Youth Engagement Team as a subcommittee member. So there's 10 of us and we all go out and we help with American Cancer Society events, and I want to continue making a difference in this way.
Both of you have such a positive attitude and clearly an authentic desire to serve other people. Do you know when that fire got kindled? Or you had mentioned
my cousin. Yeah,
your cousin. I would imagine even earlier in life you had the desire to help other people.
Yeah, I'd say for me, I think always that fire has been there. And I think with every kid, you can find that fire in them. It's just about recognizing what you're passionate about and realizing that into like your potential and making a difference. When you go about it, you just need an avenue and you need an opportunity. And I think for every kid, they need to find that opportunity for themselves and do what makes them happy and do what makes like them feel productive and feel that they're fulfilling their passions.
I think for me, my passion of helping others honestly pervades all else. It's kind of underlying everything I do, which I'm honored to say has been instilled by my family, my community, and just the fulfillment I get from helping others by making people smile. Like, nothing can ever compare to that. No test grade, no college acceptance, like nothing will match seeing a smile on someone because you were there to listen and you were there to support. So I think that that's really the thing that keeps me going, is realizing that in times of hopelessness for so many, all they really need is someone to listen and someone to help. And if you could be that person, then be that person. So that's one of my main goals. And I think it's been instilled since I was much younger with like just our culture and my community. But I think it's grown as I've gotten older and realized the struggles that some people in our community face.
Well, not only are both of you helping people in need, but I think you're inspiring others in a position to do so, partly just by listening to you, but also in the structure that each of your nonprofits have achieved to allow people to come behind you. My last question, is there anything else either of you wanted to say that you may not have had a chance to?
I would love to touch base on our collab over the summer. So
Avni
and I both decided to work together because my organization is mainly on uplifting people through the distribution of baked goods, but that's not limited to cancer patients in particular. We help domestic violence victims. We help homeless shelter victims. We help those with illness. And Avni's organization really focuses on the hands-on support for cancer patients and all of the different components of her care. So we decided to come together and deliver how many?
Over 2,000 baked goods to both UPMC Home and Cancer Center and UPMC Children's Hospital this past summer. We stood there and we received donations from Oakmont Bakery and Sam's Club. But then we went and we delivered them, and just seeing the smiles we put on people's faces was honestly so incredible.
We had the opportunity to hand deliver the baked goods at the UPMC Home and Cancer Center to the patients that were walking in, the families, the staff. And I actually really remember this one patient that walked up, and she was about to go up to an appointment, and then we gave her this donut. We had so many boxes of donuts. And we
thanks
gave
to
her,
Oakmont Bakery.
Yes, Oakmont Bakery really helped us, and we're so grateful for them. But we gave it to her, and she said, "What's this?" And I was like, "Oh, it's just a fun treat to like help uplift your day." And she was like, "People don't just do kind things for no reason. What is this?" And it kind of highlighted to me that sometimes, even when you would expect there to be so much support for these people, there's really nothing's too small, nothing's too big. And I think being able to see the impact we've been able to make together through working both as people very ambitious about helping the world, it's been able to help us see the impact we're able to have when we work together.
Yeah, and I always tell people, give and don't expect anything in return. Just the idea of giving and the thought and actually giving people, whether it just be your time, your energy, a sweet treat, anything, it makes such a difference to these people. And I think the more you give into this world, the more you get back out of it. So I think it's more of a cycle. And I think the more you make of your time and your energy, the better it'll be for you.
You two are both amazing. Layla, I'm curious, it's your senior year. Do you know what you want to do after you graduate?
Yeah, so I really want to pursue physiatry, which is being a physician in physical medicine and rehab. I'm very passionate about helping to prevent people from being ping-ponged across providers or feeling like their treatment doesn't suit their needs. So I really want to be a professional that's able to develop treatment plans based on listening to my patients, based on hearing their perspectives, and using my own medical knowledge to best make a unique treatment plan suited for each person.
And Avni, my notes say that you're studying biochemistry and public health. I'm curious what caused you to focus in that area?
Yeah, so Pitt's amazing, and they offer a bachelor's in public health while also offering a bachelor's in biochemistry. But I think a lot of my interests, I love science and the way things work, and I also love how that can be applied and how that can make a difference. In the future, I do want to be a professor, and I want to practice translational medicine. So how do we take that medicine from the bench or clinical trials and actually implement it into our patients and make a difference in our communities in general? I just like to shout out Pitt and the Frederick Honors College because they're amazing and they've given me so many opportunities, and it's only been a month. But I think it's so important to get involved and pursue your passions in even ways that are, even if they're completely different. So as in biochemistry and public health, they're very different fields, but I think their intersection can be beautiful, and I think the difference you can make with both, like the knowledge from both of them, is incredible.
Congratulations to you both. Look for Curing with Care and Cakes for Care, their respective websites. And I think you can rest assured that you can look for both of these women, Layla Gala and Avni Khandelwal. I really wish you the best of luck with 18 under 18 and with all of your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.